Nordenfjord University is in Denmark. It has a newsletter or news magazine titled Physiognomy. It's a monthly publication. Z. Charnot taught optics and acoustics at this university in Denmark. And at the publication, he submitted two articles. The first one is a letter to the editor. Is lust another word for desperation? Is learning a substitute activity for a more comprehensive activity, living? Does a world university substitute the name for the fact? Is even the idea of a university the sustaining of a boundary between the process of learning and the vast realm of undertakings of the human being? Why is anything said to be new? Does it ignore the wisdom of Solomon? Is it new because of what it ignores or what it heeds? Does experimental mean the manipulation of unknown or untried form, force, or motion? What predicates the manipulation? How does one know it is better manipulated than unmanipulated? Is it a substitute for sensitivity? Is experimentation the clumsy requirement that learning be the interaction of enormous energies because of the enormity of fear and doubt? Does the universe have to report with enormity before it is convincing? What if it doesn't or won't? Will one then immerse himself in the form of illusion produced only by seeing, hearing, feeling the reports of great energy? New Experimental College, Nordenfjord World University. Ag Nielsen, those with a lust for learning, may I welcome you to a more gentle way? Z. That first article was on page 9. This one, written by Z on Friday, January the 22nd, 1971, is on page 12. Since there are no beginnings, only middles, this is meant to be a middle tangent, not to a great number of minds, but to a few with whom I expect to exchange. Exactly what the disseminated form of these words, thoughts, are to be, I know not, yet. I have come to at least perceive that the norm of worth of any work is not necessarily a large body of users. Often I see that in the reach to express to many, one says less in poorer fashion. So you few, or you alone to whom I speak, I know I have a search, but I have a plan for the searcher. A partness I would diminish. Each form, being, substance, has a boundary. The surface of a form, the self of a being, the identity of the substance, they differ in the complexity of the energies which pass the boundaries. There is a way, I know not how prevalent in the universe, but there is a way which causes each form, being, or substance to use each exchange of energy, to gain a state able to exchange energy of greater complexity and extent. This way, a compulsion of sorts relentlessly tests the endurance of every design. The consciousness of form is that field of force which permeates form, being, or substance, and may trespass the boundaries in a process of sensation beyond the boundary. By that means, the field of force may, with the swiftness of its notification, implement preparational mutation of that within the boundary. The more complex, intricate, and ordered the form, the more reaching the field of force of its existence may be, and the more dynamic its preparational mutation. What have I said? Apartness I would diminish. Why diminish apartness? Partly because, as a being experiencing the boundary of self, I feel the benefit of greater exchange. I also see in forms that change, the change toward the aptness, to greater exchange. One could resist that direction with his own will, but then soon the will itself would be extinguished, with which resistance would be practiced, because will emanates only from the advanced, intricate, and complex exchanges of a being. How do I know? How do I know about will or boundaries or beings? The exchange of energy across the boundary of myself makes increments of change within the boundaries of myself in patterns like the forces roused by the motions of and within other forms, beings, and substances. Then, within the boundary of myself, I hold the pattern of another self or form, and that pattern is either isolated or distributed, modifying what I am, who I am. I find within me, in the very writing of these words, a restless urge to craft with more precision beyond language the model or diagram these words unfold. To whom would I then deliver my new code? How would it be understood? Would the explanation of the code simply value more distant a meaning? Perhaps I sense the passing of my own nature, the diminishing, nearly vanishing will to even attempt to say anything more about this edge, this condition of such abundant streams of energy, thought, insight, perceiving, flooding through the fragmentary remnants of the boundary of self. Even in the utterance of these words, some kind of hopeless slowness seems to characterize such a means of report. But what swifter way can I find, unless I simply become an inspirer? Do I then join some company? Is it that always when one gains greatest aptness to tell such things, he expires his will to tell, leaving man with no greater an account, or only little supplemented? Very will to speak of more is gone. Zira P. Charnot, Executive Director, Frontiers of Science.